I just have a little bit of housekeeping here. We are going to have to set a telephone conference meeting. I can barely get the words out of my mouth. And Margaret was nice enough to let me know that they usually occur on Friday nights, which I think is on the weekend. But we're going to have to set a phone conference meeting for the time-sensitive issues that the board passed during this meeting. I'll work with Sarv, who's promised to help me coordinate that and send out email to the members. There are two items that were left, and we're not going to address them today. They were Margaret's motions, which will be taken up at the next meeting, and the completion of the election report. At this time, I want to thank New York, Newark. This is where I was born. And WBAI for being so gracious and generous to us, and for all the people that came from the WBAI community who are passionately engaged and care about WBAI and Pacifica. I really honor your passion, and I want to thank Anthony Riddle very much again for WBAI's hosting of this meeting, and congratulate you. I think congratulations or condolences are in order. I wish you much luck with turning that around. And then I just want to thank everybody on the board. I anticipated the worst and experienced the exact opposite. There are people I met who are new, and I am very positive and excited and very satisfied to have met all of you, and I hope that we can all attend to contributing to making the Pacifica Radio Network a very compelling voice for now, for 2008, and its long, I hope, and healthy future. So thank you all. I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
One last thanks.
Sorry, Bob. And
I'm sure the whole board joins me in thanking Ben Garcia for his incredibly hard work the entire
week. We did
weekend.
Thank him.
Oh, I was out of the
You were out, and you were also nominated to take my job while you were out. Athea.
First of all, I want to express my appreciation for the honor to serve as vice chair, and I hope that Sherry will find my assistance duly
invaluable.
Yeah, invaluable. That's a good word. And I really wanted to thank Ursula, but I think she left. Oh, okay. And to recognize her for her efforts when we launched WMXP and her immediate support, availability, and a CD that helped us to go on the air that we are continuing to play, marking the start of a volunteer grassroots community station in South Carolina.
Hi. Before we close, Madam Chair, do we have the results of the election?
Yeah, we
don't. I don't think that we do, Jack.
They're still counting. Okay.
Oh, in 5 minutes, the results of the election will be ready. And Margaret?
Yeah, I again wanted to just quickly welcome the new members of the board, and I must say it's been really congenial and a pleasure working with, you know, those of you who've come on the board. I think the tenor, at least I noticed a difference in the tenor from last year. But having said that about last year, I really think that it would be nice as the PNB for us to be able to thank the members of the board that were on last year but who are not on this year, including our chair, Dave Adelson, that really took so much abuse for so long. So I'm not sure if we could ask the our IED to perhaps, you know, just send a letter. I mean, even people we didn't agree with. I mean, let's face it, you know, we're serving the foundation. It's volunteer work, and it's time-consuming. And I think it really would be nice for people to just get a letter saying thank you for your service. So I would like to move that we ask our IED to send a letter to the members of the board who are no longer on the board this year, thanking them for their service to Pacifica.
Or to delegate that authority.
And maybe we should include aspirin with the letter.
Huh?
I said maybe we should include some aspirin with the letter.
Include aspirin with the letter.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do people think of that idea?
Excellent idea.
Very good.
Okay.
Maybe one of us could draft a letter and send it to the IED to reduce his workload.
That'll be great. Rob, do you volunteer?
Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
We appreciate that. And is there any opposition to the motion? No. Seeing no opposition, that passes. I also want to thank Jack for giving me his iPhone. I love it. Thank you so much, Jack. Okay. So now we have the election results, and I'm going to ask Jack to read his writing. Yeah.
All right, Wendy and I counted the ballots together, counted the votes. For the Elections Committee, Bob Lederer is elected. For the Personnel Committee, you want the counts? You guys. You're voyeurs. Okay. Elections Committee, Bob 12. Carolyn 5, we got one blank ballot, a total of 18. Personnel Committee, Sarv is elected. It's 12-5, again, a blank ballot, total is 18. Finance Committee, Bob is elected. I'm going to throw you for a loop here, 11-5, and two blank ballots. So.
Okay, so congratulations. To those, or not congratulations again. Also, thank you so much for everybody for making yourselves available to those committees. The work is pretty heavy. I thank everyone. Again, I'm going to entertain a motion for adjournment. Second? Okay, we're adjourned.
Oh, I did. I did. I did thank the wishes.